Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburgh has long been a popular campaign stop for presidential candidates, and more than 150 years ago, our region introduced a new political party to the nation. In the mid-1800s, with the issue of slavery and dissatisfaction of President Franklin Pierce's administration boiling over, a group of Pittsburgh-area men began to discuss solutions to the nation's political woes. Made up of disgruntled Whig Party members, prominent newspaper editors, and businessmen, the group planned a new political party honoring the core values of the Republic. The group, which became known as the Republican Party, fought hard to stop the spread of slavery and consolidate with other like-minded groups throughout the country. The editor of the Pittsburgh Gazette spread the word to newspaper colleagues around the country and met with Ohio's governor to discuss a national convention. The Republican Party gathered at Pittsburgh's Lafayette Hall, an L-shaped building at Wood and 4th Streets, for the first Republican National Convention in February of 1856. Members at the two-day meeting in Pittsburgh included prominent politicians, abolitionists, and top newspaper figures from around the country. The group drafted important principles of the party and arranged a second convention in Philadelphia later that year, where they would nominate the first Republican Party presidential candidate, the famous explorer John C. Fremont. Although Fremont lost to Democratic candidate James Buchanan in the 1856 election, 4 years later, the Republicans successfully nominated a relatively unknown newcomer, Abraham Lincoln.